Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jackie Howard. Elena Essa, 46, found unresponsive in her home. Her 18-year-old daughter frantically dials 911 for a welfare check after the Long Island accountant fails to pick up her 7-year-old daughter from school. Police arrive at 3:53 p.m., finding the mom with severe burns scarring her face and mouth. Reportedly, she had been dead for hours, and prosecutors allege Yusuf Qureshi, 53, the victim's unemployed software engineer husband, orchestrated an attack. Nassau County Homicide Captain Stephen Fitzpatrick.
We have him showing up, waiting for the right opportunity, entering the house, waiting for his wife to drop off the kids at school, and then assaulting her and killing her.
Qureshi had been served divorce papers, which he refused to accept. He then began stalking his estranged wife, plotting to strike when the kids were away. Qureshi slipped into the home, waiting for Yusuf to return from the school drop-off, then forced a cyanide-like chemical substance down her throat. Police say they had responded to 5 domestic incidents at the residence in recent years, many revolving around finances. A history of prior threats is noted. The suspect had vowed to force his wife to swallow bleach. The medical examiner ruled the death homicide by chemical asphyxiation. Prosecutors now pushing for first-degree murder. War Crime and Justice News after this.
I'm Nicole Parton. A major development in a high-profile federal case. Sean Diddy Combs is expected to walk free from a New York federal prison in May 2028. That's according to online records from the Bureau of Prisons. Combs was convicted on 2 counts of transporting individuals for prostitution under the Mann Act. He was sentenced to 4 years and 2 months, but acquitted of the more serious charges, including racketeering and sex trafficking. He's been in federal custody since September 2024. His projected release date, May 8, 2028, reflects time already served and credits earned under the First Step Act, which allows inmates to reduce their sentence through good behavior. But could Combs be released even sooner? Earlier this month, President Donald Trump confirmed that Combs had requested a pardon, saying in part, "I call him Puff Daddy," Trump said from the Oval Office. "He has asked me for a pardon." However, a White House official says the president is not currently considering it.
I'm Drew Nelson. A neighbor's quick action stops a toddler kidnapping attempt in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. Police say 22-year-old Krishan Parker of Norristown tried to snatch a 2-year-old girl from her mother's arms while claiming the child was his. The attack began on the 7,000 block of Emerson Avenue and ended at the fence line of Second Ward Park. Surveillance video showed him approaching Cheyenne Carter outside her home in broad daylight. Carter tells WPVI she screamed and ran, pounding on doors for help.
I turn and go right to the corner because that got a camera. That corner house got a camera. I knock. I say, "Can someone help me?" He like, "You got my daughter." He's telling me, I'm like, "This is not your daughter." Once he said that this was his daughter, I'm like, "Can someone help?"
Carter said Parker caught up to her near the park.
He grabs me and grabbed my daughter. Like, "Give me my daughter." He punches and shoving me. I'm not letting my daughter go. He rips my daughter's shirt.
Neighbor Sean Miller heard the screams and ran toward the commotion.
I just sprung right into action. I didn't think twice. I just gave him a little shove, a little 1-2.
Miller says Parker yelled, quote, "My name is Christopher. This is my baby. I'm from Norristown." He told police he knew the mother and child and that Parker was lying. Officer Jacqueline Benedict and Detective William Gotch arrived and took Parker into custody. He was charged with kidnapping, aggravated assault, unlawful restraint, reckless endangerment, simple assault, and terroristic threats. Parker's bail was set at 10% of $500,000, and he remains in jail awaiting a preliminary hearing Thursday before District Judge Andrew Goldberg. Carter suffered minor injuries. Her daughter was ultimately not hurt.
I'm Jennifer Gould. A father's violent, explosive meltdown over a missed classroom snack led him to threaten mass murder and shoot up his child's elementary school. This parent spoke to CBS Detroit.
Thought it was crazy for something, you know, that minuscule, for that type of big reaction. Sounds crazy. I thought it was a joke at first.
The terrifying confrontation, sparked by the most trivial of reasons, unfolded at Pleasant View Elementary School in East Point, Michigan, when David Scott Jr., 43, arrived to pick up his son. The snack rage intensified instantly. Scott, a repeat felon with a history of crime, flew into a torrent of profanity, screaming death threats at the teacher in front of terrified students and shocked parents. Here's the judge, followed by East Point Police Lieutenant Alexander Hollish. Listen.
You allegedly confronted the teacher and stated words to the effect of, "I'll air this out and I'll be back tomorrow."
It's common knowledge that air place out means to shoot up the place.
Lieutenant Hollish confirmed the entire class had been skipped for the snack time, confirming Scott's child was not individually targeted, making this threat all the more unwarranted. The school immediately raised the alarm, prompting police to track down and arrest Scott within 2 hours. The subsequent execution of a search warrant on his home yielded a disturbing discovery. Police found multiple rounds of ammunition. This physical evidence underscored the severity of the threat, and it resulted in Scott being hit with the devastating fourth offense habitual offender notice, guaranteeing a maximum sentence if he's convicted. Macomb County Prosecutor Peter Lucido slammed the incident, stating the absurdity of threatening mass violence over something as minor as a classroom snack, dessert, a treat, was quote-unquote absolutely inexcusable. Scott was arraigned on charges including possession of weapons and ammunition by a prohibited person, intentional threat to commit an act of violence against school employees or students, and disorderly conduct. He pleaded not guilty. His bond was set at $150,000. Should he be released, Scott must wear a GPS ankle monitor and is strictly prohibited from contacting the school, its staff, or its students. Scott was also ordered to undergo a mental health evaluation. His next court date is set for November 5th. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Jennifer Gould.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.